cliffcentral.com.
Sing the theme tune. Do the theme tune. Do the theme tune. Do do
Yes, good morning, everybody. What's happening? Huh? What's going down? It's Friday again.
Oh, again.
I'm not complaining. It just feels bizarre that we've had three Fridays in virtually no time. It's awesome.
But it's been such a weird week.
Yeah, it has. Bizarre. I mean, the traffic this morning is basically non-existent.
Yeah.
Huh? Did you also notice that?
There was, you know, sometimes you find yourself between two big groups of cars, mm-hmm. clusters, mm-hmm. and you've got the whole highway to yourself.
Yeah, that's how I found it this morning.
That's what happened.
Like, where's everyone?
I don't know. I think a lot of lazy fuckers took the week off. Or people who deserved holidays. Let me not be horrible.
Because it's still school holidays.
Yeah, but these are also
next week.
These are people who work hard and they can afford to take time off, and I'm not going to begrudge them that. I get to do some time off. I can just do it wherever I like because I don't have kids.
I had a motorbike cyclist this morning. Who?
What?
Motorbike cyclist? Well, which one was it?
Yeah, a biker. There we go.
Motorcyclist.
Thank you, Leanne.
Cycling a motorbike.
A biker in front of me.
I've just run out of petrol. Let me put on the pedals.
Do you want to trademark that? That's a great innovation.
Not a bad idea.
A cyclist in front of me who was one of those people who wanted to teach everyone the rules of the road.
Oh.
It's like, guy, can you just, if you focused on going, he would like stop and then scream at people. Then he'd fling his arm out and indicate that he's switching lanes. Like, just, you're stalling. Let's move.
Was he fighting with anyone?
I just feel like he was grumpy.
You know, you don't have to. What?
How dare you?
Yes, all right. Yes. Everybody calm down.
Greta makes a return.
Why would someone?
I feel like I sort of feel him because I'm a biker myself, and people almost kill you all the time on the road, and you get so angry.
Yeah,
it makes you
have
so
to be
angry.
Careful.
That's probably a good point. Mm. But still, I just wish we could all resist the impulse to tell everyone else what to do all the time.
Just worry about our own shit.
Yeah, just, you've got enough stuff in your life you can organize and, you know, get stuck into and do properly.
Yeah.
Don't worry so much about what other people are doing until it starts to get in your way. I mean, there I understand, you know. If this guy had, he's probably been run off the road a couple of times. Mm. Been put in danger. I mean, it's really horrible being a motorbike rider because you're always
like
going
a cat with nine lives.
Yeah, you really have to deal, like Gugu says, with so much shit on the roads. But I just don't tell other people what to. Please, can we just stop this desperate thing that people have to, like, I'm going to tell you what to do. It's unnecessary. Mm. So anyway, anybody got any fun lined up for the weekend?
I have one of my sisters who's in town for the weekend, so I'll just be with her.
Yeah.
And that's about it from my side, actually. Mm. No grand adventures.
I woke up with radioactive snot.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, shit. I get it now.
Oh. See, how's it feeling to sit right next to
you? First time I've been ill in a year. First time in a year.
Excuse me while I
speak. But are you sure you're ill, or is it perhaps just an allergic reaction to things? Because there's a lot going on in the air.
I can feel. I should have known. Yesterday I felt extremely tired. And I could feel it in my body.
Mm.
And yeah.
Uh oh.
I instantly just had the feeling of gagging. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, congratulations, Sia. This is terrific. This is from Miguel. Miguel says, congratulations, Sia. You made it 2 weeks without pulling a puza sangueni.
Guys,
slow clap.
I am done with my treatment tomorrow. I was on a 2 week treatment, so I couldn't actually do anything, but it's fine. Yeah.
Now, Gugu, please keep up the good work. Stay as long as you can. You remind me of Gareth in his late 20s when he was in that state of mind. Oh.
What state of mind?
What state of mind?
I don't know if that's a good thing. Well, I don't know.
Do you remember when you were...
No,
you
know, I don't know what he's... I don't know what he's talking about. He might be talking complete nonsense.
Oh, okay.
No idea.
I mean, I was there and I don't remember.
No.
Well, Leanne, granted, you don't remember a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. Here's...
It's the weekend, baby!
Thank you. Isn't that sweet?
So
that's
cute.
Really cute.
I hope
there
that's
we go.
A kid and not an adult.
Radioactive colored snot is an infection, not an allergy.
Yes, I have a left sinus infection and general malaise.
A general malaise. Ooh. Leanne is such a beauty.
Oh.
There's a picture of you here.
Oh.
This is great, yeah.
Yeah, that's me done up.
This is from Zwei. Zwei says, Leanne is such a beauty. Fine wine. I'd take care of her cats. All of that pussy.
Cheapest creepers.
Oh, Leanne. Look at you.
Look at that. I think I've just been booty called.
Traffic cops in Cape Town thrive on finding you, and these fuckheads get an orgasm handing you a ticket. I think that's kind of one of the only few things that cops actually get a rise out of, because otherwise their lives are horrible. Here's a good video about Greta, according to some people.
Okay.
I'd just like to point out, just quickly... Like, I'm really annoyed by having to see everybody who loves Greta saying that everybody who doesn't like her has got some kind of obsession with her, and grown men shouldn't react like this to a child, and check yourself because it's ridiculous. And these are the same people who've been going ballistic over Trump for 2 years, and they're telling me, oh, how can you be so obsessed? Why don't you just ignore this child? Well, mostly we are. She's a topic of discussion. Guess what we do on the show? We discuss things.
Mm-hmm.
And every single post by the same people who are saying this stuff over the last 2 years has been about Trump is a nutcase. He's the most dangerous person that ever lived. Oh, we're going to die. He's a Nazi. So, come on. Let's just be serious for a second, all right? Please. Let's just stop this nonsense.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I'm afraid I have some very bad news. There will be no more Thomas Cook flights leaving from the airport of New York today.
How dare you!
But we are doing everything we can to rectify the situation, and we will get
everyone... How dare you come here saying that you're doing enough and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight?
Solutions are coming. Just go to your terminal and wait there for more information so we can do our job, okay?
We'll be watching you.
But I can't work with people looking on my fingers. Just go to your terminal and wait there.
People are suffering. People are dying.
Zeg, you don't have to make a drama about it, eh? We will make available all the food from the in-flight menu for everybody. We have 50% vegetarian and 50% chicken.
50% may be acceptable to you.
Oh, no. I know. Everybody wants the chicken, I know.
Right here, right now, is where we draw the line.
Zeg, calm down, eh? I can get you a coloring book and then you can draw all the lines you want, eh? And now I'm going to talk to the big people.
How dare you continue to look away?
Because I'm trying to talk to everyone here, not only to you. You, sir, where are you trying to get to?
Mon pays, la Belgique.
Ah, je suis désolé, mais malheureusement, il y a aussi des problèmes avec Thomas Cook.
How dare you?
Godverdomme! One more word and I cut off your ponytail, eh? Take him off.
Oh, no. That's
funny.
That's very good.
That's hilarious.
There are certain moments in culture, though, where you can already see a Saturday Night Live skit writing itself.
Yeah, yes. That's just great.
And I bet you this week, Greta will be part of Saturday Night Live way, shape, or form.
Henku, well done. You know, someone brought up one last thing about her, because I think she will be old news by Monday. Someone said to me, the saddest thing about this is that, you know how bullies, like if you, let's say you do a funny dance or you say something inappropriate as a kid in class, you never live that down, right? That's what you remembered for by all the other kids forever.
Okay.
School can be brutal.
Yeah. Like you remember the guy who peed his pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We called the guy Verm for many years because he vomited.
Like this poor girl, 16 years old now, she's going to grow up. I mean, she's a meme.
Imagine that, hey?
She's become a meme, and not a good way. She's going to really struggle with this. At 16, you don't need this kind of characterization. And I think it's really awful for her. Like, what kind of a future she got to look forward to? And all that people are going to be doing is mocking her for being that, how dare you, girl at the UN, you know?
You know, the reason why I hear what she's saying, but I don't have much sympathy in that way, is because she put herself in that situation. You know, it's not like someone who...
I don't know. If you look at her parents, you kind of... You know, Ben always used to say, and he's coming back in a couple of weeks, he's actually off to Amsterdam to join High Rob. Mm. But Ben always used to say, like, if the child is a disaster below the age of 18, it's not their fault. And I stand by that. It's these parents of hers or a whole lot of other adults who've just seen an opportunity here to use her as their kind of punching bag and their scapegoat and to send her wherever she's going. I mean, I've seen this happen with parents with precocious kids. It's the parents' fault. They tell their kids, you know, you can talk to adults like this and you can get away with this. And why don't you show them how clever you are? Or the parents get like a massive dose of excitement out of their kid being exceptional. Or and I know from like friends of mine when I was a kid, their parents would have like, there'd always be somebody with a daughter who was really good at singing or and then we'd all have to listen to her singing.
Ooh.
Or, you know,
for everyone,
some horrible little child would make a painting and we'd all have to go, oh, that's so wonderful.
We had a family friend who always spoke of how her children, she went to elocution classes herself. Ooh. And then she said, oh, my children speak so well.
Never say it like she would.
My children speak so well. And she said to the little one, Jeremy, who was probably 3 at the time.
Of course his name is Jeremy.
Who was eating his dinner. She said, Jeremy, have you had sufficient?
Oh.
And he turned around and went, Mummy, what's sufficient?
And ruined it.
I loved it.
Anyway, it's all very funny. Listen, someone also asked the other day, why are we not doing any sports content? The World Cup rugby's begun. Well, when did I ever care about rugby?
We're just not experts, eh? Yeah.
No, not even not experts. I'm not even a fan. Like, I don't give a shit what happens. I don't know who's playing. I don't care. I used to pretend. I was really good at pretending. I would say, oh, you know, because any normal South African male, you got to care about rugby, otherwise you're not a man. Mm-mm. Well, I don't care. I mean, I've never cared.
Not and around,
I'm,
yeah.
And I'm happy to admit that now. So if you want rugby content, you're in the wrong place.
In the words of Wendy Williams, I start to care about sport when meets the intersection of pop culture.
Mm.
Right at that stop, that's where it matters to me. Like the other day, I was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be a journalist, and she was covering part of the Rugby World Cup build-up. And one of her, she had interviewed a rugby player whose girlfriend she knows. So she was texting the girlfriend going, oh my gosh, I just interviewed your boyfriend. He's such a darling. And just as he's about to leave, and the girlfriend texts back, leave for what? Like, you know, just this big ceremony thing that he's a part of every couple of years.
No idea.
So even the girlfriend is like touch and go. She had to be reminded again.
Look, I'm not gonna bullshit you. There's some things we're good at here and other things that we're not. And if I tried to do the rugby stuff, it would sound ridiculous. So I'm not even going to waste your time. If you need that, you're going to have to get it somewhere else. It's not going to happen for me. And if I did do it, you'd be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed. It would be a disaster.
Just imagine.
So if you're a big rugby fan, then, you know, I don't mind if you take a little leave of absence from the show for a month.
Oh.
Find something else to listen to if it really turns you on. And you come back when the rugby's over and we can talk about adult stuff.
Now you're going to set them off. Rugby is adult. Somewhat.
Ah, well. All righty.
I tried.
Please. No, I know it's adult. I'm just teasing because rugby people don't often have a sense of humor about rugby. They're the same people who get upset when it spoils their weekend that their team didn't win, and I'm happy all weekend. And then I feel like saying, well, sometimes you bring misery upon yourself. Like, if you're going to get upset about the results of a whole bunch of people pretending to do gladiatorial combat against each other on a soft grass pitch, then I can't really help you if you feel shit about that.
There are a few aspects of sport that I just don't get. Like, I kind of cringe a little watching international football and seeing grown men singing songs. And crying and...
Oh, the crying bothers me. I think the singing is fabulous.
Yeah. I used a new towel this morning.
You've got all fluffy.
Yeah, I got like towel fluffiness all over me and on my face.
Oh, I see it now.
It's goodness like, me.
You know when you use a brand... And I should have washed it first.
Yeah.
Dumb move.
Yeah, but who does that? You kind of just want to use it immediately.
I'm dumber than anyone I've criticized in the last week. God, I'm an idiot. I mean, really, that should have been like the obvious thing to do, just drop it in the washing machine. Any moron can figure that out. I usually know to do that. I haven't done it, and then I used it this morning getting out of the shower. Dumb. What a terrible way to start my Friday.
Now it's
ruined.
The same way a sports fan's weekend is ruined.
I know,
when they lose.
Exactly.
This weekend, I'm moving, actually, guys.
Oh, no.
You're moving house?
Moving on up. Packing. That's how terrible I am.
To the east side.
How are you going
to
get it all done? What day? Is there a weekend. Truck coming, or are you moving your own stuff by like
moving
borrowing
my own
someone?
Stuff by Bucky.
Yeah. No, how many Bucky loads do you think it is?
You know what? My thing is the big stuff. It'll probably be one load, like the fridge, the washing machine, the couch and all that. I'm hoping that'll be one load, and then everything else will fit into a second load, hopefully.
I think you're being very optimistic. Hopefully.
Yeah. How many times have you done this before?
It's going to be 10 loads.
I haven't even packed. That's how much I'm procrastinating this whole thing. I just hate it.
I'm trying to think of how many times I've moved. I think it's about 6 or 7.
Wow.
And it's huge households. And to other cities,
That's terrible.
And five pets.
Justice.
I never ever want to move again.
I had to just put a new floor into my TV room, and just doing that, I had to move everything out onto the veranda, and then I had to put some stuff in boxes. It was a nightmare, and I had to rewire. I'm so proud of myself. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you this?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Was it just a plug? Or?
No,
you
no,
never
no.
mention it.
So my TV and my whole sound system and my Apple TV and all this stuff, I had to reconnect the whole thing. I undid everything. Uh-huh. I felt like an engineer. I felt like Greg and Spike when they do stuff around here. I felt like I was assembling this first grade like studio.
Were you trying to remember everything as you were unplugging it?
No, I made little labels, and I was very thorough about it. It took me about 2.5-3 hours to disassemble the whole situation.
Yes.
And then another 3, maybe 3.5 hours the next day, well, 2 days later, to re-engineer it.
That is a lot of time.
But I did it so, I'm like, everything is so beautifully done now. The cables are tidy as, you cannot believe how perfect it all is. And it works. I picked up the remote, I switched it all on, and it worked. I felt like Jesus.
Imagine
I was like, what have I, look what I've done.
Gareth
look
the
upon
creator.
These works, ye mighty, and despair.
Look at the world I've created.
Oh, I was so proud of myself. Because usually you'd have to get a specialist in, right?
Yes. Yeah, especially if it's complicated and stuff.
Well, everything goes through the amp.
Oh, yeah.
And then the amp connects out to the TV. Mm. So, I mean, from television to Apple TV to Netflix to... I mean, there are HDMI cables, there are audio cables coming in and out, there are video cables. The remotes, man, that was a complicated thing, because there are remotes with these little red eyes on them that you then connect to the various devices. And
oh, my word.
And they've all got these little boxes with little aerials on. It's just amazing. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to get this right. It's going to be a disaster. Well, I am so impressed with myself. I sat down afterwards. I was like, you know what? And I patted myself on the back physically. I was like, this is good work. Good work.
Jeez, well so done.
I was like, you're a good boy.
My decoder was making like an electrical static noise one day all by itself.
Yes.
Almost like it was being electrocuted.
Oh,
okay. Oh, yeah?
And so I pulled a plug out the back, and I've never attached it since because I don't know where it goes.
But it's
is it working perfectly? Working?
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I just use my laptop now.
So you've disconnected it, and you've ruined your whole system now.
Yeah.
I thought I was really bad.
All right. I thought you were going to tell us some hero story about how you managed to unplug something.
No,
and
so in
everything
other
worked.
Words, you're my hero.
How long has it been?
6 months.
No.
And you just haven't watched.
I just don't watch stuff on the TV anymore.
So bad.
But you don't have to. Like yesterday, I didn't have anything to do in the evening for a change. And after the day before, we were all so busy. So I got home and I watched some series, which was great. I'm watching this. It's so nerdy, but I'm watching this. Jim Henson did this show in the, I think it was 1983 or 4, which I watched when I was probably about 8 or 9, so a couple of years later. And it was called The Dark Crystal. It's all these puppets of the... It's really good.
Puppets?
Yeah, if you look up The Dark Crystal, you'll see what I mean. And they're these very scary guys, and then they're these kind of cute little elf-like creatures. And I mean, it's just a one-off movie.
Mm. Mm.
But Jim Henson had those amazing creature shops where he would make these very lifelike puppets, right?
Imagine, it must have been creepy walking through there at night.
Oh, for sure. And then this, I think they released it like a month or two ago, the series called The Dark Crystal, which is like a prelude to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so... Sorry, I can't search. I didn't ask
Siri.
Shut up. Siri, I didn't say... Shut up, Siri. So they've released a prelude to that, which is amazingly well done. I skipped through it. I wasn't really that interested in the actual story because it's... maybe I'm not that excited
by that.
What
are these creatures meant to be?
Well, they're two... Well, the ones that are important in the story, these things called Gelflings, which are like little elves.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're these very scary reptilian bird-type things called Skeksis.
Mm.
But the whole story is really quite beautifully done. And anyway, it's just a great experience to like have a little bit of fun. I don't read fiction.
Mm.
And I don't watch a lot of stuff that isn't true. You know, I like to watch stuff that's...
Yes, I'm with you on that. But lately I've been kind of going back into that realm, like watching the series Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't caught on. But yeah, that's apparently brilliant.
I wouldn't label it as brilliant. But what I loved about it was just the authenticity of recreating what went on in the 80s. And seeing old pieces of props that they use and the music and the fonts and all of that. But yeah, I'm with you. I battle to watch things, and that's why I never got into Game of Thrones. I battle to watch fantasy things.
Well, maybe...
Oh, so do I, yeah.
Maybe
I
this Dark Crystal thing's just filled a gap that Game of Thrones used to occupy. I don't know. Because I have a very small tolerance for fiction, but it's when I get into it, I'm like totally balls deep.
Mm.
And that was the case with this. So I watched probably about 4 episodes in a row yesterday.
Sure.
And I loved it. I mean, jeez. I did fast forward in places, but I loved it. And that kind of thing has totally taken the place of TV for me.
Mm.
I don't even need to go to...
Do you have DSTV right now? Still.
I think it's there. I don't turn it on. I swear to God, I don't turn it on. Because you see, like, I can understand if you're a big sports fan, DSTV is essential because... You don't want to watch recorded sport. You want to watch it live.
Yeah.
And there is, I've got to give huge props, as much as I think DSTV is a ripoff and it's stupid.
No, it is.
Huge props to Supersport because they are still one of the best sports channels in the world. If you are a sports fan, I get it. Like, that's worth the money that you're paying every month because if you're so into sport and you want HD on the field, amazing camera work, and trust me, those camera guys who are filming that live sport know exactly what they're doing. And the commentators are really good. And, you know, they've got good graphics. And the whole thing's just put together beautifully. The Supersport division is one of the best things that South Africa has. And we can be so proud of it. It's on a par, if not better, than what you see in American football, basketball, baseball, Australian rules. We really have an amazing, amazing sports television business here in South Africa, and particularly Supersport, they just take it up a level, and they're not afraid to spend money on doing sport well. I mean, I feel it's appalling that ordinary South Africans can't watch the Rugby World Cup because it's not available on SABC. Mm. So,
what's the reason behind that, though? Because from what I understand, it's Supersport's monopolizing the rights to broadcast
SABC has no money. They can't afford the rights.
Mm.
So there's no contest. So Supersport says, well, fine.
We'll take it.
We'll take it, and we'll take it even cheaper, thank you very much, because there's no contestant to take it away from us. And frankly, I don't know, when you drive past informal settlements, like, people have satellite dishes.
All over.
Right?
Yeah.
So poor people have DSTV. I don't think this whole argument that the SABC is the national broadcaster really is any good anymore. If you drive through even... I mean, I went past a squatter camp the other day. Every roof on every shack had a satellite dish. So even if they've only got like the small package, you know, mm-hmm. that like three channels or whatever, really to say that that people need the SABC is rubbish. They honestly don't. We could shut that whole thing down. Wouldn't make a damn difference. I don't think anyone's watching those shows. They say they're watching those shows because maybe that's one of the channels that they've got.
Mm.
But if you just look at how many satellite dishes are around, there isn't a house. I'm telling you, you struggle to find one that doesn't
have... Or a shack.
Yeah. I mean, any kind of dwelling that doesn't have a dish on the roof. So I feel bad for ordinary people who don't get to watch this. But honestly, I mean, like, if you don't have some connection to the internet, satellite television, and you're relying on terrestrial TV for what you get and terrestrial radio, you're like in a different species of creature.
Yeah.
You're screwed. Like, you're never going to get information that matters. And whatever you get is going to be so degraded. So, I don't know. Anyway, look, I mean, this is all stuff that we're doing. I got home last night, watched this show. It was so nice. Chilled. When I was sick of it, tired, went to bed. It was beautiful. Got into bed, had a fat sleep.
Nice.
Ah, feeling better.
Tired. Oh, yeah. Woke up this morning feeling $1 million.
I've been having those dreams lately that feel very real.
Oh.
You know, someone fights with you in your dream, and the whole day you feel it in your heart.
Like you've been in a fight.
Yeah. Like I dreamt recently that I did something wrong. I don't remember what it was. And my cousin said to me, I'm divorcing you. I don't want to have anything to do with you ever again.
Wow.
I'm never speaking to you again. And I had to phone her the next day. So is everything okay? Because I felt heart sore.
It was so real.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. five things you need to know today. Do you want to know? Well, banks will operate normally today. That's according to the Banking Association of South Africa. This amid threats of a shutdown by COSATU and the banking union SASPO in a protest against retrenchments.
Well, that's after we all went and drew money.
Well, the banks aren't complaining about us drawing money, right? Because usually you're drawing money that either you just have or that you don't have that you need to borrow. And this is how banks work. The Labour Court on Thursday granted an interdict against Friday's planned bank protest. COSATU have, of course, said that they would appeal the ruling. The Bank Association of South Africa has urged unions to call off the strike in view of the court order. I mean, I don't know what do you want? So you're striking, but what do you want? The bank must just keep employing people they don't need?
Yeah.
I wish the unions and the businesses would sit around the table. All right. You know what respect is? It's to look at something twice. Re means again. Mm-hmm. Spect is to look. Mm. Spec. Right. Spectacles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Speculative. Look. So if you just put yourself in the position of being, and I wonder why the unions can't do this. They're just absolutely incapable, or they pretend to be incapable. Just put yourself in the position of being a manager of one of these banks, a CEO. Now you've got thousands of people who work for you, and you're responsible for them, and you have to...
Hey.
What's going on there? Someone playing reggae?
Yeah. Who is that?
There might have been a silly window that popped up on my... When I opened the story.
It's all that porn.
Exactly.
That it's porn. Actually, it's just a squirrel, but okay.
It is a squirrel.
Jesus.
Animal porn, Leanne. I thought you were better than not. This.
So do you want to hear about the
yes,
bank
please.
Thing or should we just move on?
No.
Like, imagine you're in charge of those thousands of people who work for you in a bank and you have to keep those people employed, but your chief business is to actually service the business. You have to keep the business alive. Otherwise, everyone loses their work and all your clients lose their money. I mean, it's a severely
it's very serious.
Drastic situation. Yeah. And we've seen how banks can collapse with VBS and with, which one was it? African Bank?
Has it collapsed?
Well, no, it did. It went through administration and a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, people can lose their money. I mean, the global financial crisis was caused largely by a collapse in the banks. And they had to be bailed out by government. And it's a disaster. So look at that and then go, all right. Well, out of those 4,000 or 5,000 people I employ, 1,000 of them I don't really need anymore because of technology. Mm. That sounds cruel.
It does,
sounds
but
heartless.
It's the honest truth.
But why would... You know, you don't employ people because you're a charity.
No.
Imagine you just exist to hand out money to people who aren't doing anything, that are not useful to your business. You wouldn't be in business for very long. You'd run out of money. Plus, that's the kind of job that a charity does. And if you want to set up a charity, that's different to setting up a business. So someone in Kasatu has to sit down and go, well, this is how business works. I don't think anyone in government or in the unions even understands how business works, because most of them have never been in business.
Well, this is where we had hopes for Cyril Ramaphosa.
Yeah, well, I don't think
because
that
he understands business.
Yeah, I don't think that's got any legs. So anyway, it's called off. So there's the good news. Hip, hip, hooray. No banking strike today.
Look at that.
The five suspects that were arrested in Johannesburg for the kidnapping of three teenagers of Ethiopian descent outside of South Africa have, according to the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, on Thursday been arrested. In a statement, the DPCI, most commonly known as the Hawks, said that the five suspects, also of Ethiopian descent, smuggled the teens into the country and kept them against their will in Gauteng. So this is a straight-up case of human trafficking. The parents, who are based in the Northwest, are reportedly have been contacted with ransom demands of $50,000 per child for the release.
Oh, my goodness.
Teenagers were rescued and taken to a place of safety as investigations have continued. So,
and who has $50,000?
Just lying around.
Lying around.
No. I have no idea. But if you suddenly said to me, like, let's say you kidnapped someone in my life, I had to find $50,000, I don't know where I'd start. Like, what would you even do?
Yo, but for someone you care about?
No, you'd have to find the money, right? I'm not saying I would.
I wonder if banks have ever been approached by someone who's saying, I'm really desperate, I'm being...
Someone's trying to
borrow me money quickly.
Someone's got my child.
Two traffic officers were attacked at lunchtime on Thursday at a garage in Milnerton by suspects traveling in six taxis. A second incident in the area in less than a week. Last Thursday, just before 5 p.m., two traffic officers were attacked by a taxi driver during an operation in the area. The officers had stopped at a garage on the Kuburg Road when the suspects pulled up in vehicles that had their number plates removed. They started attacking the patrol car, damaging the bonnet, door, and mirror.
The officer was unarmed. There's no respect.
I don't know either. I don't know what this is about, though.
Yeah, it sounds a bit bizarre.
Apparently, since early morning protests nearby in Dunoon have led to several road closures and traffic delays, Potsdam Road near Killarney Gardens was closed, backing up traffic. And people are just very angry with the cops, by the looks of things. So it could be part of this whole strike and shutdown situation that's going on in Cape Town at the moment. But there are people who are just completely lawless. And again, this comes from the top down. We spoke yesterday about how they're not even going to prosecute anyone from Life Estimeni, which is outrageous. Yeah. People are dead. Mentally vulnerable and mentally, what do you call them? Disadvantaged, disabled people who died, who had severe problems because they were put into situations they should never have been put into by the Department of Health in Gauteng. And you're telling me no one is responsible? Someone, even if you just send the MEC to jail, and we know it was the MEC, it was the director general of that department. There were people who made the decision. Like, we're going to take these people out of a safe situation and put them into unsafe situations. And remember, some of these people starved to death.
It's horrible.
Now, that doesn't just happen by mistake.
No. Mm.
And if that's happening, someone needs to go to jail. I'm sorry. Somebody needs to be punished. But you see, when there's lawlessness and we see politicians getting away with it, then if you were a taxi driver, you'd be like, well, I don't see why I have to deal with the police in a respectful manner and obey the law if the politicians don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Are you just agreeing with me because you want me to shut up?
No, I'm thinking it through. And I really do agree with you.
Or they're just way too familiar with the cops in that area and they're not scared of them.
I don't think they're scared of them.
Yeah.
I don't think
clearly not.
I think in Cape Town, the cops are like pussies compared to the gangsters. No, not to me. I mean, I don't know any cops in Cape Town.
When I get pulled over by a cop, I feel like crying.
You start trembling, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in this country, it's not just because you might have broken the law. It's because you don't know whether those cops are good or bad cops.
Oh, my word. There's that too.
The Joburg Metropolitan Police Department said it arrested 1,101 motorists in August for various crimes. Of cops, it was revealed in the JMPD's performance statistics, which were released early on Thursday. Spokesperson Wayne Minar said these arrests included driving under the influence as well as possession of firearms and drugs. 10 of them were arrested for drug-related crimes, 11 for stolen goods, 12 for assault. So again, you know, they talk a lot about driving under the influence and possession of firearm and drugs, but those don't make up a lot of the arrests. Like, only 10 were arrested for drug-related crimes.
And I wonder, assaulting
out of 1,100, only 10 were drugs. People are so, like, uptight about drugs. 10 out of 1,000 is 1%.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. Like, the cops are like, well, we bust some drugs.
To be arrested for drugs, you need to have the drugs on you.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a proper indication that drugs isn't the problem.
But it might not be as big a deal as people think it is. People love to blame drugs for everything. I'm just saying that that's not the most dangerous thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, people driving drunk, sure, that's a big problem. And that puts us all in imminent danger. But I don't think that drug dealers and the drug scene in South Africa is so huge and such a colossal problem. It may be that a lot of these people are just the ones who are dealing with drugs that are, you know, the high end. I mean, I'm not saying that things like Nyope aren't a problem, because they certainly are, and I think they fuel a lot of the crime that's going
on.
But it's not like everybody says it is. Only 11 for stolen goods, 12 for assault, 13 for robbery, 15 for the possession of illegal firearms, and 35 for stolen or hijacked vehicles. So by far, out of that list, and that they don't include all the other categories, out of that list, the most impressive number, I suppose, is the 35 stolen or hijacked vehicles. So good for them. Good for the cops for arresting these people. The city of Cape Town issued nearly 200,000 warrants in the past financial year. That statistic represents a 102% increase in the number of warrants executed year on year.
What was that message you read out about Cape Town police getting orgasms out of finding people?
Right. Well, 200,000 of them. And you know what? You can't have it both ways. You can't have the cops not issuing fines and everybody just being able to do what they want. Like, you know, these cops are morons. Let's just ignore them. And have law and order. You've got to decide. It's one or the other. And then this is a good news story. Hololwami Monzi is the only African in the top 50 of the Junior World Tennis Tour rankings. He's 16. He's ranked 21st.
Wow.
And competing at the inaugural SA Spring Open in Johannesburg. This past weekend, he bagged his first Grade A tournament, the Samal Junior Open in Cape Town. He's looking for more success at the SA Spring Open. But Monzi points out that it's more than just about the results. He says, I'm just here to enjoy. I have no pressure. I'm playing against people that are like 10 years older than me, sometimes 5 or 7 years. There's no reason to be sad if I lose a match. I'm here for the experience. What a grown-up thing.
That's a good attitude.
For a 16-year-old to say. And the South African fans are desperate to see more players representing the country at the highest level. So there we go. He's got a brother, too, who's also really good at tennis. So good for him.
Venus and Serena of South Africa.
Yeah. Two brothers going ahead and making us proud. So there's some very cool stuff. Okay.
Goodness
See,
me.
And there was a bit of sport there.
There was a bit of sport.
Look at throwing some sports.
And we promised it would be a no politics Friday, and hopefully we haven't gone too deep into politics. So there's lots of other good stuff coming up this morning. We're going to speak to Anna Wolf, who is a singer. We're going to talk about how Anna was recently the first South African musician to win Unsigned Only's music competition in Nashville, Tennessee. How's that?
Oh, and there's a pretty payday that comes with it.
Oh, really? $150,000 in cash.
Ooh, times by, what's the dollar? 14.
Yeah, Sia, you're going to need some spending money for New York, so make friends.
Hey, Anna.
Yeah. And we're going to talk to Marlon Dutoy, who's a pro safari guide and photographer this morning. So loads of people to talk to, including George Meany with Auto Central and the Power Pod. All of that coming up. Yay.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, George.
2.1 million.
Our debating show, The Interchange, is back, and season 2 kicks off with a discussion around LGBTQIA+ rights.
That was a lot.
Took up the whole page, just saying LGBTQIA+.
I will not...
What? What does it
all
mean?
I have to admit
now?
That I don't know what some of those are.
Yeah. L is for lesbian, G is for gay, B is for bisexual, T is for transsexual.
Oh, they've added that now.
Q is for queer.
Jeez. Queer or questioning.
But what is the difference between queer and gay, if I may ask?
Guys, let me please not be the expert.
I don't know. And if you say it
wrong... But you're the only gay in the village.
If you say it wrong, you get attacked, so I don't know either. I'm just going to say I don't know. I is intersex. Mm-hmm. Don't know how that differs from transsex. Maybe you...
I think some people are born with both.
A is asexual. Yes.
What?
A is asexual and plus is for everything else. It's a very broad category.
What is everything else, though? I mean, they've literally covered everything.
I don't know, Gugu, and I'm not going to answer that because I'm just going to get into trouble.
You know, just thinking of that, it would be interesting to speak to my surgeon cousin, Taryn.
Yeah.
She is very involved at the moment in helping kids that are born to either two sexes or born male with female genitalia. Or female with male genitalia.
Yes, let's talk to her. What did she talk to us about last time? Assholes.
Yes. She was at that time building new bums for babies.
That's right. She was building assholes.
She was more than
just
an
asshole.
Now she's
deciding,
doctor.
Helping parents decide on what sex their child should be. Because it's more common than you think that children in South Africa are born with
both
sexes.
Hermaphrodite.
Mm. Is that what they call them? Hermaphrodites. Yeah.
Where is the... I hate to get like graphic at this time of the morning, but is the vagina below the penis or is the penis below the vagina or how does it... Or are they next to each other?
Sometimes it's internal stuff like...
I need to know.
Ovaries and that sort of thing, but you still have a wiener.
You see, now this actually reminds me of a story I was reading earlier this week. A woman who was born with two wombs.
Sure.
Now that also results in... two bouts of a compounded period every month.
Oh my word.
Jesus.
Jeez, she bleeds.
Now you
a lot.
Hear about how some women experience these horrible, horrible periods monthly.
Yeah.
Now hers multiply like- that by two. Oh.
Yeah, it's not about the amount of blood because it's only a few tablespoons.
Hormones.
Okay. I'm not even a woman
in the field. The hormones and the pain and the discomfort.
Well, are we having a discussion this morning?
Wow, look at us.
Sure. All right, so here are some messages that come from... Oh, by the way, I haven't even told you, but our debating show, The Interchange, is back. Season 2 kicks off with a discussion around the LGBTQIA+ rights. So the recognition of gay rights continues to take shape across the globe. However, the violent discrimination against that community is rife on our continent. Even in countries like South Africa, where human rights are constitutionally protected, members of this community still have to face abuse in their everyday lives. Can we bridge the divide between our constitution and everyday behavior? And can South Africa influence other African countries to recognize these rights? You can listen to The Interchange on cliffcentral.com, on our app, wherever you get your podcasts. It's all made possible by Absa and Tsimong. Very good. Mm-hmm. It's a great show. Mm-hmm. We're actually in discussions with them about a season 3 already. So,
are you debating it?
We're debating whether or not to do a debating show season 3, yeah. All right, let's go to the messages. Eddie says, screw rugby. I was always the last one to be picked for the team.
Oh dear, he's got a grudge.
Same applies to SABC radio. I listen to radio stations overseas. The SABC is obsolete. Okay. Eddie's definitely, he knows what he likes and he knows what he doesn't. Riet says, it's my 58th birthday. Wow, Riet, you don't look bad for 58. Sure.
Happy birthday.
Just looking at your picture here on the WhatsApp. When I do handstands and cartwheels on the beach, my kids will roll their eyes. We don't know this woman. You bet. Never felt better. Riet in Cape Town. Well, Riet, you're a stunning example of what we can do if now... I mean, my 50s, I think I might be in a wheelchair.
Don't say that.
Good for you. Watch The Eye Land. It's apparently an excellent series. What is The Eye Dash Land?
It's on Netflix.
Mm.
And the premise is this group of people have... land up on an island and they need to figure out why.
Oh.
No one remembers anything before that. Mm. At all.
Huh.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds nice. I actually got shivers. That's what I'll do this weekend.
Sounds good. That sounds like a good show.
Actually, really excited.
Question for Gugu from Alex.
Oh, no.
Are you going to give your neighbors their keys back? Remember, you stole some keys from your neighbors.
Well, look, they don't know I took them. They suspect that I took those keys. They confronted me, actually.
Oh.
Like a week or two after that.
Did you lie?
I got so angry, like fake angry. And threatened.
Well, self-righteous. Yeah. Like, I would never take your keys.
Yeah, like, I'll fuck you up. Like, you, what? Me? Don't talk to me like that. So they got a big fright. And they were like, no, someone took our keys. And someone left a horrible note. Because they just leave the door open. You
Shame,
know what
Gugu,
I mean?
You really are torturing these people.
So I'm not going to give
gonna
the keys
so
back.
Happy when you leave.
Yeah, I probably will be happy when I leave. But I feel like the other neighbors are going to...
Why don't you just leave the keys under the mat when you go?
No, but then they're going to know it's me because I'll be gone. And you know.
So they're never going to find you again.
Yeah, but they need to pay for the transgressions.
I think you should make peace before you leave.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. My cellulite, says Anushka, is such a horrible sight. Alas, it is the weekend, baby.
What?
Anushka's got the cellulite. I mean, we all have a little bit, you know? Everybody has some, even the men. Yes.
What is cellulite, the zebra stripes or the dimples?
The dimples.
Uh-huh.
On the back
of the
zebra
stripes.
Oh,
those are
stretch marks.
Jeez, Gugu, you don't know much about females' bodies. Wow.
And Anushka, I just operate them.
Anushka, how did your day go yesterday? You had some big deal thing that was happening, and if it worked out, you were going to be walking on water, something like that. Do you have millions?
Yeah, exactly, Anushka. Fill us in, because we don't know. She does say, she was talking about climate change and then about gold, you know, because we had the Troy Gold guys in yesterday. So just give us an update on your walking on water thing. The biggest project of your entire career, you told us. And not a peep today. So I assume it went well. And then here's an interesting comment. This is from Jay. Jay says, if people want to read about LGBTQIA+ in history, they need to read Stephen Fry's book Mythos. My goodness, what a book. Yeah, that I listened to the audio book of Mythos, and I loved it. It was superb. All about the ancient Greek myths and the gods and the stories that the ancient Greeks used to tell. Beautifully put together and told only the best way by Stephen Fry.
Did he do the audio recording for the audio book?
It's so good.
Well, that would be good.
I mean, when you hear him talk about Odysseus and Zeus and Apollo, it's just the most beautiful thing you've ever heard. He's so good, you know. Anyway, so I just loved it, and I know what you're talking about. It's a great book, and I would recommend it to anyone. Plus, what you got to realize is that these stories are still relevant today. They explain all kinds of things about, you know, our earliest ancestors and how they thought about the world and how they behaved. And it's a great trip back into mythology and story, and suddenly you'll understand why people have this obsession with the gods and with the classics. And you know, this used to be a part of every person's education, like for at least 1,000 years. If you didn't know who these gods were, and you didn't know who like Persephone was, and why Hera was so jealous of Zeus and all his lovers, and you know why the sun burnt Africa in the north and turned it into the Sahara. And these stories are just beautifully told. It's really worth listening to. He's so good. Apparently he's done a tour about his book Mythos. It's really, really cool. Do you want to hear something?
Mythos.
His mind is just amazing.
Let's hear it. What is it, Gareth? What do you have for us?
All right. Well, let me see if I can find you a little recording.
Here. Is he still married to like that 20-something year old?
I think he is. Just listen to this.
A little bit from my new book, Mythos. And this is the...
By the way, he's done a follow-up to Mythos called Heroes, which I can't wait to get stuck into.
Pandora, who was created by the gods as a revenge for mankind.
And by the way, Sia, I know that because he's an older man and he's got this much younger husband, that a lot of people look askance at him, but... Again, in ancient Greece and ancient Rome, not a big deal.
Not to bat an eyelid.
No.
Yeah, they have 29 years between them.
Yeah.
Having the impertinence to accept the gift of fire from Prometheus, which the gods never wanted them to have. So they created the first woman, and her name was Pandora, which means the all-gifted. And she was given a jar, often called a box, but it's actually a jar, to take with her to marry her husband Epimetheus. And it was something she was not allowed to open. Epimetheus and Pandora were very much in love. That could not be denied. Pandora's beauty and attainments were such as to delight him every day. And in return, his facile ability to live always for the moment and never to fret about the future gave her a sense of life as a light and lovely adventure. But one little itch tickled her. One little fly buzzed around her. One little worm burrowed inside. That jar. She kept it on a shelf in their bedroom. When Epimetheus had asked about it, she laughed. Oh, just a silly thing that Hephaestus made to remind me of Olympus. It's of no value. Pretty, though, said Epimetheus, giving it no further thought. One afternoon, when her husband was away practicing the discus with his friends, Pandora approached the jar and ran her finger around the rim of its sealed lid. Why had Zeus even mentioned that there was nothing interesting inside it? He would never have said such a thing if truly there weren't. She pieced the logic of it together in her mind. If you give a friend an empty jar, you would never concern yourself with mentioning that the jar was empty.
So I'm going to stop it there because, first of all, you have to read the book. Mm. And if you want to know what was in Pandora's jar, you just have to read one of the...
I mean, yeah, never mind her box, just her jar, you know?
But it's just, I love the way he tells it with such
passion. Yeah, the description.
Yeah, I love it.
Sure. Oh, he's such a great orator and such a great wordsmith. Mm-hmm. Superb. Gotta love him. Stephen, I'd have 20 Stephen Fry's before I'd have one Boris Johnson.
If we are up for trades, I would trade many a person.
You would?
Yo.
Who are you thinking you're trading in, Sia? Right now, if you could bring back anyone or bring back a double version of someone and you're not allowed to use yourself.
No, I mean, the first thing I thought of was Princess Di.
You'd bring her?
Bring her back.
Why?
Who would you trade her for?
I just think...
You have to trade three people to bring back Princess Diana.
Oh, I see. No, I just think that she...
Why? Where did you come up with your three?
I don't know. I just want to hear who those three people
one
are.
One will do. Just one.
Just one.
I don't know who I would trade.
Well, you got to pick one.
Come on.
Don't be scared.
Who's useless and still alive? Yeah. Everyone.
No, come on.
Let me think about it for a moment, yeah.
Jacob Zuma.
You would? You'd get rid of him?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you trade in? Anybody else?
I'm thinking who really just grates my tits right now.
Oh. I don't know.
No one really.
I'd just go with my Stephen Fry Boris Johnson, frankly.
Oh, there's Trump, of course.
It doesn't bother me that much.
All right. When we come back, we'll have some news. We'll talk about some of the things that are happening in the world and take your thoughts, your calls, your ideas, and your participation. 079-748-2090. You ready to start your morning? It's Friday, baby. Let's go. All you ladies pop, like this. By the way, this, Gugu chose this song. All you
ladies pop, I don't know what you're talking about. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. CliffCentral.com.